Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in Joe Girardi. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Joe, let's get into this because you're perfect for this. We have Tanaka. We have Paxton, who's been good at the end of the season and we has no postseason experience. And we have Seve. You have the ability to pitch either one of the guys 1-2 with the rest with the extra 2 days off. I look at it as this. I lean towards myself. I know they only think of Tanaka now as being a six-inning pitcher. They don't want to go through the lineup three times, all that stuff. But Tanaka, to me, has been a big-time postseason pitcher. He's got a 1.50 ERA. He's been enormously clutch. His whip in the postseason is 80. That's the guy I want to lean on in games 1 and 5. I know they're probably thinking more Paxton because of what he showed them lately. What's your thought? What you've seen lately or the guy who's got the postseason pedigree?
It's an interesting dilemma because they all had their ups and downs during the course of the season. Paxton pitched really well, you know, the second half.
No question.
I mean, he was on a great run. So I think that's probably why they're going with – I would think they would go with the way it ended up. Paxton, Seve, Tanaka. A lot of people always believe that the most important game is game 3.
I know Joe always did. Joe Torre always did. I know that. But you know what? You're completely taking. I mean, so you want to go. That means you're committing to Paxton twice in the series rather than Tanaka twice in the series. And Tanaka's been, has been a terrific postseason pitcher.
He has. And you think about Houston, they're predominantly right-handed. But I don't think whether you're right-handed or left-handed.
Well, Minnesota first right now. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's hard. I think with all the left-handed hitters that Minnesota has, you know, and the good left-handed hitters, I understand why they're doing Paxton.
So you're going to commit to Paxton twice, even though he's got no postseason? You see, these guys, to me, hit home runs off everybody. But right now you're going on Paxton, who's got no postseason experience at all, versus Tanaka, who, to me, has been a big-time postseason pitcher. That's risky. I mean, but listen, so you're going to go lefty-righty and go with Paxton in game one and pitch him twice?
I think so, yeah. And then I think Seve will pitch two.
And pitch Tanaka game 3 in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And do you bring Paxton back short rest in game 4 if you're down 2-1, or do you go with a fourth starter?
No, I do, because Happ has really struggled against Minnesota. So I would. Here's the other thing, though. I'm going past down the bullpen early on.
I lost you. One more time?
Yeah, because if Tanaka pitches game 2, he could still pitch game 5.
He could, but they seem to be leaning towards Tanaka 3 rather than 2, from what I understand, if it's Paxton game 1. See, I trust Tanaka the most. What I'm saying is I trust Tanaka more than Paxton because he's been there, done that.
Yes.
They're willing to go on the guy they see be the better pitcher right now, who's the left-hander, who's been the strikeout guy, which is Paxton.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying. You know, Tanaka's second half, I mean, wasn't great, and I think they're probably going off. But with what you said, there were times he looked, you know, when I had him, he didn't look great, and then the playoffs rolled around, and that's when he was at his best.
It seems to me he is a huge big-game pitcher, and I always saw the light go on for him. He looked great to me. He reminded me of El Duque, how he takes the ball in the postseason.
I agree. I thought he did his best work always in the postseason. It seemed the bigger the game, the better he pitched. So, you know, I could go either way. I'm a little surprised he's not game 1.
Well, we don't know yet. We haven't been confirmed yet. We don't know for sure.
Right, but I'm a little bit surprised.
It sounds like they're going Paxton, but we haven't been given any word yet on which way. But I just trust. See, now this is an interesting question. As a guy who's been there and has won the World Series, do you go on postseason pedigree or do you go on the guy who's never been there but is looking better at the time?
I think you go with the guy that's pitched the best the second half.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. Well, then that's Paxton. Clearly that's Paxton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, give me your thoughts on tonight's game. What do you think about tonight with Scherzer and Woodruff with the wild card?
Well, I personally think Washington's a better team. I think they have a better offense. I think they have a better starter, and I think you can put Strasburger in the bullpen that makes them a lot stronger club. But the thing that scares me about Milwaukee is, because it's a one-game playoff, you set up your bullpen with a bunch of relievers and mix and match the whole time, and that's what they're used to doing.
Yep.
This is the game they played every day the last month of September.
They're better equipped for this game, but the other guys have the better pitcher.
I agree. I think the other guys, I think it's the more talented club. This is what Milwaukee does, and this is how they win games. So I would think that Washington would pull this off. You know, eventually they got to get that monkey off their back, losing these deciding games at home.
How big do you feel about would you be ready to go Strasburg in a big spot tonight in that pen?
Yes, I would, and I would not hold back in pulling Scherzer. Scherzer is one of the best pitchers in our game, but if you look at his last 8 or 9 starts, they have not been great, and he has been prone to the long ball way more after he's come back from his injury than he was before. Strasburg outpitched him the second
half.
No question. So I would not hesitate, if he does not look sharp, to go to Strasburg.
Well, I mean, what you're saying is absolutely true. I mean, he pitched okay, but he didn't pitch up to his regular, you know, numbers down the stretch. I agree with you, you know, as far as that. His ERA in his last 7 starts was almost 5. So that's not Scherzer-like, that's for sure.
No, and if you look up, he gave up a lot of home runs. If you look at before the injury, he would give up about 3 homers a month or 2 homers a month, and then after that, it became 1 every start. So that definitely is not, you know, what we're accustomed to seeing from Scherzer.
How about the Tampa-Oakland game?
Very similar. I think Oakland probably collectively is probably a more talented position group. I think from a pitching standpoint, I think Tampa's probably a little bit more talented, but this is what Tampa's used to doing, too, in the month of September. Let me mix and match and go through this. And I would not be surprised if Tampa won this game. And I think if Houston would probably rather see Tampa than see Oakland, because I think Oakland has played very well against Houston, especially the last 2 series. And they know who they are, and there are no surprises. So I think Houston would probably rather play Tampa.
Do you think anything's going to stop a Yankee-Houston ALCS?
I do not. No, okay. I think they're destined to play, and I think they're destined to play 7 games.
Is this a better Minnesota team than the ones that the Yankees have always beaten?
Probably. I think their lineup is deeper. I'm not crazy about their rotation. I'm not crazy about their bullpen. But I think their lineup is deeper.
All right. Do you think right now Houston's the best team in the sport?
I think they're the team to beat.
Okay.
I do. Would I be surprised if they got knocked off? No, I wouldn't, because they've had problems with their 4th starter. Greinke has been good, but he has not been dominant. And I think everyone thought he would be dominant when he came over. He has not. He has not been Verlander and Cole. But having to face those guys twice in a 7-game series is not going to be easy.
Let's be honest, Joe. When they beat you, they beat you with Morton and McCullers. I mean, that's who they beat you with.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't have Cole at the time. It was more Morton and Verlander was tough on us.
And McCullers out of the pen killed you.
Yeah. Absolutely killed us because he threw a lot of breaking balls.
Yep. I mean, that's where they won. They didn't win with their closers. They didn't win with their relievers. They won with the starters in the pen.
No, but I think their bullpen is better than it was back then. I like Presley a lot. I think he has been outstanding. And Osuna, you know, I think he's pretty good too. I don't think he's the quality of Chapman, but I think he's good.
All right. Dodgers, I mean, what's call it? Cardinals and Braves.
I like the Braves in that, but I like the Braves if Freddie Freeman is healthy. I'm not so sure. I did the game Saturday night, And he did have a hit to left field, which is vintage Freddie
they
Freeman.
They need him in the worst way. He's the most underrated player, I think, in baseball.
Yep, him and Rendon.
Yeah, now Rendon, I think after today, is not underrated. After he turned down $210 million, he's not underrated anymore.
No. So, but Freddie, you know, struggled down the stretch. I think he was 3 for his last 34 or 35. Has not hit a home run since September 1st. They definitely need him. So, if he swings the bat Freddie Freeman-ish, and that doesn't mean that he hits 300 in the playoffs, but if he's productive, I like the Braves.
All right, and how about the wild card winner against the Dodgers?
I like the Dodgers. I really like the Dodgers if it's Milwaukee. I think it'll be a pretty good series if it's Washington, and especially if Washington doesn't have to use Strasburg tonight.
Are the Dodgers going back to the World Series?
I'm not so sure. I could see Atlanta going.
Okay. So, I just had DeRozan in front of you. He liked Atlanta, too. So you think Atlanta's got a good chance this year, too?
I do. And I think a lot of it depends on Freddie Freeman. But I like their pitching. You know, Keiko is going to keep you in the game. Soroka's really good. Max Fried, when he's on, is very good. Fulton Everidge can be good. But I think with the three additions to their bullpen, they are better. That improved their club a lot. And, you know, you think about their closer when they were winning in July was Luke Jackson, and now he's like a fifth inning guy. So their bullpen has really improved.
What would scare you? We're talking with Joe Girardi, of course. What would scare you about the Yankees, if anything, right now? I mean, obviously, we started with the starting pitching. Is there anything else that worries you about the Yankees?
I just think the health, how healthy are they, you know, and if someone, you know, Urshela's nursing an ankle a little bit now, you know, Luke Voit is, he has not been the same, you know, if something happens to one of their other guys, that would scare me. Where is Gary Sanchez right now? You know, I don't think really any of us know. He's obviously going to try to give it a go. We don't know where Encarnacion exactly is, and I know he's going to do simulated at-bats, but where is he? You know, so to me, their health is the biggest question for them.
What about Stanton? What do you expect out of Stanton?
I think he's going to beat up on left-handers. I think like any other hitter in all of Major League Baseball, he'll have a tough time against the tough right-handers. But that's everybody. I mean, that's, you know, Charlie Morton is no picnic, and Verlander's no picnic, and Cole is maybe got the best stuff in all of baseball. So, but most lineups are going to have problems against those guys.
Didi hasn't played well this year. It hasn't been Didi since he came back. He was their clutchest hitter. Does he worry you at all, Didi, right now that he's not 100%?
No, I think he'll perform. I think he'll play well. You know, I think, you know, they're probably going to face Berrios the first game, and he has not been – he's been better in September, struggled in the month of August. But his slider can be tough on right-handers, so some of those Guardy and Didi are going to have to get some big hits off of him. And I think he's the key in that series if Minnesota's going to win it. He's going to have to win two games.
Let's get back to Tanaka for a second because he's kind of been the forgotten man here. When he's not – can you remember when he – was he always pitching well late in the season, or was he struggling before he gave you these good postseason performances? Were there times when he was not pitching well, and then he turned it on with the postseason? Because it just seems to me he gets better when the postseason starts.
I absolutely agree with you. There were times. But, you know, I don't know if they used some analytical measures to measure, like, his stuff when he was really good this year compared to where he was really
I think two things, Joe. I think, number one, they don't like to go long with him anymore. I think they don't like three times around the order. And number two, he does give up a lot of home runs.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
But everybody does. Every pitcher gives up a lot of home runs.
Verlander, I think, gave up 36.
He did. They all give up home runs now. Because anything is hit in the air now is a home run.
Yeah, that's just the nature of the game. But he doesn't have to go three times through the lineup. But that bullpen,
no.
He doesn't have
six
to do
good
it.
Innings is all you need out of him. That's it. Six good innings.
Yeah. Yeah, and even five. If you get five good innings, you should be happy, and you can move on with your bullpen.
Yeah, that's why I would go with him twice. But listen, I'm not making a call. So, but I just trust him of being – I think certain guys just have a knack in the postseason, and we've always seen that, and they were always there. And I think, you know, Wells was that way. El Duque was that way. And I think Tanaka's always been that way when I've seen him. His numbers show that he's always throws the ball well in the postseason.
I have a hard time arguing with you. I really do.
So team to beat is Houston as far as you're, as far as you're concerned. And the team to beat in the National League is clearly the Dodgers, right?
Yes.
But you think the Braves have a good chance?
I do. I do.
How about the
Braves are a good team.
What do you think of the Cardinals?
I don't know if the Cardinals have enough offense to beat, you know, the Braves or the Dodgers. And Flaherty, he threw Sunday, so he's not going to be able to throw until Game 3, right? Because they start on Thursday. Oh, he can throw Game 2. You know, I think if Atlanta gets to a five-game series, I think the Cardinals have a good chance. But if Atlanta doesn't allow him to get the Flaherty the second time, I could see him, you know, winning that series easy.
All right, we're in the time of year where everyone's waiting to see what's going to happen with you. Anything you can tell us right now?
I got nothing to share right now. You know, obviously I've made it clear that I am interested in managing again, but we'll see what happens.
All right, so you are ready to go. You're accepting phone calls now. As far as managing somebody's club, you're everyone's going to link you to the Cubbies. That's for sure. You know that. I mean, they're going to always link you there. So that's where. And there's been a lot of talk about you with the Mets. So we'll see what happens there. The Mets got an interesting club right now.
Yeah, they do. They have some really good pieces, and they have a pretty young core that has played pretty well. So. And it was good to see Citi Field come back alive again. There was a lot of excitement, you know, in July and August there. And Pete Alonso was a big part of it in September with the home run chase, which was really cool to be able to call it, you know, be a part of that 53rd home run in the booth. So it's a team that has a lot of pieces.
Will you be surprised if somebody knocks off the Yankees or Houston before that series?
Yes, I will. I just really believe that they're destined, and I think the winner of that series, as long as they don't kill each other, will win the World Series.
And you think the Braves have a good chance to beat the and that's the same thing DeRosa said before you, that you think the Braves have a good chance to beat the Dodgers?
I do. I do believe that they can beat the Dodgers.
You think Keuchel's going to be a factor or a non-factor?
I think he's going to be average. I think he's going to be so-so. He'll keep him in the game.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We'll be talking to you next week. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mike.
My pleasure. Joe Girardi, there you go. And he understands Paxton, but he also tells you what he believes in. See, my feeling is I want the guy. I'm not knocking Paxton, and Paxton's been deader down the stretch. I can't argue that. But I believe in guys who light it up when the postseason starts, and Tanaka has lit it up. And I'm just, with this bullpen, I'm only asking him to be a six-inning pitcher. And let him pitch game one, let him pitch game five, if you need him. And I'm not for bringing him back on short rest anyway. I'm not even for bringing Paxton back on short rest. I don't want these guys on short rest. So the bottom line is, I want to go Tanaka. I have faith that Tanaka with the ball in his hands in the postseason. That's who I would pick. We'll see who the Yankees pick. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.